Welcome to the Eat Real Food Podcast. Supplements. If I'm eating healthily, do I need them?
Another good question. So I try to do my best to eat healthily, and I still take supplements. And the ones that I think are low in foods because of farming practices or growing practices, let's say, for, you know, fish or whatever, are the ones I try and take. And the ones that I know are through either research or experimentation or both that my body needs more of. So that's not something I can tell everybody, but there are definitely some usual suspects. Omega-3 from an animal source. So we want the EPA DHA version. We don't necessarily want the alpha linolenic acid version, which is an omega-3, but it needs to be back converted to be usable by the body. And magnesium, and to a degree, some other minerals like zinc, and vitamin C. It's just us. Those are just such all round useful supplements that even though I try and eat a nutrient rich diet, I supplement those as well.
And that's really going to be a sort of an easy thing to figure out whether it's right for you though, because it's a basic test retest. I mean, you know, you can go to your doctor, ask them to get you a blood test done, and you'll be able to see what your baseline levels are and whether you're deficient in anything at the get-go, and then supplement and see how it goes after that.
Yeah. And you can definitely, you know, get that test, and your doctor might say you're within normal range, but if you're low, you're low normal at the bottom end of that spectrum, and you're like that for a few, that actually indicates that you're probably not getting enough nutrition in your diet. So it could be that, you know, your magnesium is down at the low end of the range, but if you combine that with a few other low end of the ranges, it'll actually be less than optimal health condition.
So it wouldn't suggest that the person just naturally lives there?
Not necessarily. No, they might have lived there for a long time, but it would be beneficial to raise those levels. There's always there's what's optimal and what's the recommended dietary allowance. And recommended dietary allowance is so that you don't die or get some kind of disease and disorder. You know, it's not for optimal living. I think we touched on that once before in one of the other episodes. So,
well, it's that 98% of the population are getting adequate intake of these things is recommended daily intake.
Yeah.
RDIs, magical RDIs.
Yeah.
But I guess the reason I asked that question was because you might have someone who presents with chronically high cholesterol, and if they have always had high cholesterol, even from childhood, then it's not necessarily the case that you need to lower their cholesterol, because they may just naturally live at that level. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah. You've picked a juicy topic with cholesterol there and me.
Just as an example, though, like I think we can jump down that rabbit hole again later, but I guess what I mean is that if you can say that someone, you know, test after test after test has been high cholesterol throughout their life, then that might be the level that their body produces, rather than going, well, no, we need to take this down because that's the range.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering whether that was the case with vitamin supplementation.
In a way it is. On that particular topic, without going into the details of cholesterol, how we can keep going on the principle is that cholesterol is a total count, and I actually want my cholesterol to be high, and I even want my LDL to be high if they're light and fluffy. So it's not as simple as going, hey, total cholesterol. I actually want the things that is counted as negative, as a bad cholesterol, in inverted commas, to be high if they're the right sort. If they're small, dense, and oxidized, I don't want them to be high. So, yeah, if somebody's total cholesterol count is high but they've got a healthy version of it, then that's good.
So wait for the controversial cholesterol episode, folks. Let's we'll stick to supplements.
Yeah,
but keep your ears peeled for that one.
The supplement analogy would be that sometimes people need 10 times the dosage of a nutrient to get the effect compared to another person. So sometimes the prescription is right, but the dosage level is wrong. And we've seen that with the three that I mentioned before, vitamin C, zinc, and magnesium. And to a degree, fish oil, if you're, you know, struggling with high body fat and you increase your EPA, DHA to probably, you know, somewhere in the vicinity of 5 to 10 times what a maintenance dose for, what should we call it, an optimal body fat percentage is, whatever that is, you can get a good result from that. So it's dependent on where you are and what you biochemically need, which is, it ties nicely into why maybe you can't always get all that you need from food. Like if you happen to not love green leafy vegetables, activated nuts, and certain fish, you might be really low on magnesium. And if your body likes three times the magnesium that my body likes, then you're not going to get enough from your food, even if the rest of your diet is pretty good. So that's it's a case for test, supplement, retest. And as even just noticing what you notice as you supplement, usually give it a couple of weeks to notice. Some things take less, some things take more.